closed his notebook. When you were stopped at the Vista waiting for Caroline to join you, how did Frank seem when he let you see his face?
He never showed much emotion during any of this. He left me sitting at the picnic table for quite a while before Caroline came while he walked around the area. He was smoking a cigarette, waiting. About the only thing that seemed to make him nervous at all was the sound of the helicopters that occasionally flew over. She sighed.
Will any of that help?
Luke smiled. It will all help, Sharon. With the information you gave Jackie this morning and what the task force has been able to discover about the guys who were killed, the picture's filling in quickly. Will you be up to riding around with us later today, say, about 3 o'clock?
Yes.
Then, let me get out of here so you can get some rest. I'll have an update for you on the search then.
Thank you, Luke.
He paused by the couch to touch her hand. Hang in there, Sharon. This day isn't over yet.
Find her, please.
We're going to, he promised. Luke followed Henry outside so they could talk in private.
She's a strong lady, Henry observed. It runs in the family.
I've intensified the search to find the place Sharon was held, given what she was able to tell Jackie about the timeline this morning. We've been over the times again and the last sightings of the white van. Henry paused as one of the search helicopters departed from the county road. To keep media out, the road remained closed, and that made it a convenient place for pilots and search teams to meet up. The noise abated, and Henry continued.
I think the place we're looking for has to be east of Benton. There aren't a lot of homes out that way. Some very pricey homes and neighborhoods, as well as a number of very old farmhouses.
What she described.